This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This has come up on the show before, and it's never really mattered to me. It's children wearing makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's not that it didn't matter to me, but I guess it matters so much more to me now because my daughter is 8.
Yeah.
She hasn't come out and asked to wear makeup.
Because usually at this age, a lot of the girls do now, don't they?
Well, there's like...
At least pierced ears.
She doesn't... You know what's weird? She doesn't want that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like her friends have done it. A lot of moms do it now when they're infants.
Right.
Because then...
Because the girl doesn't have a choice then.
Don't feel it. Then there's not that anticipation and freaking out because like... They just think it's going to hurt. And it does hurt.
I had mine done. It stung for like a second. What?
But you're not a little girl like freaking out. Like,
that is true.
One of my nieces just got it done and she's about the same age as my daughter. And they two girls, if you go to like Claire's or Deb or one of the mall places, they have two guns. Like there's a girl on either side of you because they've learned the girl freaks out enough from the first one that it's hard to get them to do the second one. So they just like, they basically got to hold the both sides of her and they go 3, 2, 1. And then she's done on both sides, so there's no anticipation for that second one.
I can see at that age, that would be a little traumatizing.
You're just scared. They're scared of getting a flu shot, and a flu shot doesn't hurt.
Okay.
It hurts for a sec, and then you're done. But they're kids, and they're... I just want to take you to Claire's right now and get your ear re-pierced. Because you're so cavalier about it. Like you just don't strike me as a guy with a super high tolerance on pain anymore. I know that there was a time in your life where you were an athlete and you probably played through, like you had season ending surgery. You needed a Tommy John surgery and you're like, coach, put me in, I can get this guy. But I swear to God that the Steve that I know is going to cry forever when you get your ears pierced.
When I was in high school, I thought I would for sure. But I was like, I guess it built up so much that it was like, oh, that's it.
Did you go to Claire's or somewhere?
It was Claire's. They had a 2-for-1 deal. So like six of us dudes all went to Claire's.
Oh my God.
I know.
The whole baseball team comes in there.
Yes.
They got the coupon, Marge.
And back then, you had to, if you're going to get one of your ears, if you're a dude, had to be the correct one. Yeah, I know.
There was so, what was the
left one. It was back.
Because if you got the other one, you were automatically gay.
Yep.
That's so.
Oh, I know.
You know, but you still wouldn't do it, right?
Exactly.
You mean we go to Claire's, you get your right ear pierced.
It would be this one.
Okay. So here is what we're talking, like the makeup part of it. Like, at what age do you start letting your kid wear it? Like, my child, Mia's dance recitals, they have them, they're like, they want to put on, like...
They're thespians.
Yeah, you put a little
actor's
blush
pancake
on
and all
some
that.
Eye
yeah.
makeup and some whatever, because you're on a stage, and you need your eyes and lips and stuff to pop.
Then what's the difference between Mia wearing that makeup on a stage and then as opposed to a sidewalk walking down
because
the street?
Because she doesn't need her eyes to pop at 8 years old on a sidewalk. She just needs her eyes to pop when there's a lot of bright lights on you because the bright lights wash you out.
Oh, okay. I see that.
So that's why you do that. Because if you've ever looked at a person who's like in a play, they have so much eye makeup on, more than you would ever really put on because you're really, you have to accentuate because otherwise the lights wash you completely out.
Okay.
But so I don't know what age to let her have makeup. And you guys can start sounding off on when you let your kids do it. But in South Korea, they're letting 6-year-olds do it. What?
Yeah.
Why? What is the nodding in agreement? What?
Because I know some kids that were educated. They're fluent in the language. They actually live there and they're
South Korea.
And they're white and they're European. When they got back, they said that not slamming this culture, but Koreans are the most vain culture on the planet. Looks get you everywhere in those countries.
Really?
Yes. And where I'm surprised that they should start outside the womb. They're waiting until the kids are 6.
So you're saying it's a cultural thing. So you got to start competing.
You do.
For attention.
Yes.
In first grade.
And this is North and South Korea. They are infatuated with beautiful people to the point where if you see them wearing masks, it's because they don't want to get it.
They're hiding the fact they didn't put makeup on that day.
That and they don't have a tan.
What?
A lot of the masks they wear because they're breathing in carcinogens and all that stuff. And
I thought
pollution.
It was about, like, for a while there, was it avian flu or something over there?
That they too, were like really... It's mostly vanity.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, very, very vain, but that's totally acceptable there.
Here's the deal. They're talking about six-year-olds going to first grade, waking up, putting on lipstick and nail polish as part of their morning routine. Like, I remember, it's like herding cats at six here in America. Mm. You're like, focus, I need you to sit down and eat your yogurt and your fruit, and here's a little piece of toast or whatever. Nope, focus, keep. And these kids are getting up and like getting Taylor Swifted out and going to school.
And they want it. They do. They're just absorbing. They're just soaking it up because that's their culture.
So in this country, how old do you think? And I know you don't have kids, so you can't really, you don't have a barometer for what a 6-year-old versus an 8-year-old or whatever.
I don't.
But what age do you think? Is it middle school when they should be allowed to? When you get out elementary school, come on, man. There's no, you don't need to be wearing makeup when you're 10.
We're not quite as vain a culture, but we're getting there. Let's South Korea test drive this and check it out. then let's reevaluate for our kids.
Cause when I see, and I don't want to get all creepy, but when I see pictures of JonBenet and she always had so much makeup on,
I'm with you.
I feel like you're overly, I'm when you put you. Makeup on somebody, you're trying to make them look
desirable.
Old.
Yes.
And there should be nothing.
I agree.
Desirable about a 6-year-old.
But if our society gets there where we're so obsessed with beauty and looking a certain way, I see it happening here too.
6-year-old feels too young, but if you want to tell us what age, hit us up on any platform you've got.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.